Hot dogs and pizza make for a delicious snack. Popcorn and licorice will put a lot of fat on your back. Yeah. Motherfuckers, it is December 31st,
yep.
New Year's Eve in the daytime.
And in the nighttime, also
New Year's It will Eve. Also be New Year's Eve, yeah. But right now it's the daytime. Night usually comes after day. It's kind of fucked how that works.
Yeah, that's what Kid Cudi wrote the song about.
Really?
Day and night. Yeah, day and night.
Oh, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I always thought night started first and then day came and then it went back to night again.
No, you're fucked.
No, I used to think that they switched that around too, but... Day's just a better worker, so he comes in first,
yep.
Handles all the shit, and then night just kind of comes. And anyway, moving on. We've got a couple deaths here.
Yep.
Avenged Sevenfold's drummer, James Sullivan. His cause of death is under investigation, but if he's a drummer for a band called Avenged Sevenfold, it was probably coke.
Yeah.
Or heroin.
Yep.
Or some drugs. That's for sure.
Yeah, he was on some shit.
And he was young. You know, young people do stupid things and die.
Who are they? Avenged Sevenfold.
They're just like a metal band.
Are they
rock band
popular? Like,
yeah, they're pretty popular.
Is like the community like shaken by this?
The rock community is for sure. Yeah, they did like wrestling.
So they are a big deal. And I'm just ignorant.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant too. I have no idea. I've never heard of them before.
Dev's like, ignorant.
Before he died, I knew who he was, and I'm not exactly a rocktopus by any means.
No, you don't have eight arms.
No.
Imagine a rocktopus playing drums.
Yeah, he'd be rock-horrific.
Neil Peart.
Yeah. Everyone say Neil Peart. And Dr. Death, Steve Williams.
Yeah, and what was his cause?
His cause of death was a heart attack, or
cancer?
Cancer, yeah.
Yeah, cancer.
The big astrological crab.
Yeah.
From the sky just came out.
He swooped out and pinched the shit out of him and he died. But no, I guess he was in chemo and the chemos was just... These chemos was getting too much for him.
Oh, shit.
So eventually he just stopped and he was just like, all right, I'm going to die. And
really?
And he died.
How old was he?
I think he was like 40-ish or something, maybe 50-ish. Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, he was actually pretty young.
Yeah.
He was a pretty big wrestler, wasn't he? Wasn't he?
He was,
I recognize his name, but he was before
our time,
wasn't
he? He was in the WWE for a while. No, he was in the WWE just as like Dr. Death Steve Williams.
Really?
But he was mostly famous overseas, like in Japan. He was really big. He only had a brief stint in WWE.
Okay.
And he's not dead that we know of, but he's in the hospital. Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh was...
Rushed.
Was rushed to the hospital. Yeah, and I guess he had some sort of a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
And they say his condition doesn't look good. And I hate to be like a negative person, but this dude is a fucking thorn in everyone's side. And
he really is.
And, yeah, he definitely is.
Even if he doesn't die, I hope that he like says, all right, this woke me up. I'm going to stop doing radio or TV or whatever he's doing.
He'll
come back just as much. Well, then I hope he dies.
Even death can't stop me. Then he'll fucking carry on. Which is nonsense.
Yeah. Dr. Death Steve Williams was in the Brawl for All tournament against Bart Gunn.
Didn't Bart Gunn fuck everybody up in
Bart
that?
Gunn
didn't
beat everybody. Yeah. And then after he won, they're like, you're the champion. And he got fired. And he never got to fight again.
Jeez, I wonder what happened behind the scenes in that one.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Something odd.
I've got an interesting tale to tell.
Okay. Smiler.
I didn't tell any of the guys about this just because I thought it'd be funny to tell you on air. One of our fans, Lorenzo, I'll read everything that he put.
Okay.
Oh, man. I was telling him about our show.
Yep.
And so
he added me on Facebook.
This was in response to me telling him about how we do a live show. He says, oh, man, yeah, I would love to see you guys live. I just want to see how filthy Derek looks in person.
Wow.
Wait. I imagine he looks like silly putty rolled in dirt and hair for some reason.
Wow. I hate this guy.
Funny dude, though. I just get that vibe. Haha. Yeah, man, it's all good. I first saw him in the Faeless movie trailer for The People Shooters, and he just looked downtrodden and drunk. Maybe that was his character, though. I don't know.
I was wearing a wife beater with a mustard stain on it. Give me a break. Lorenzo, you're a cocksucker. I'm deleting you from my buddy list for sure.
Nigga said you look like Silly Putty rolled in dirt. Hair.
Fuck you. We need a picture of this guy so I can rip on him. We got to look him up. Well, at the break, we're going to get a picture of you up. And in the middle segment, I'm going in.
Buddy. Oh, shit.
I added you as a friend. I thought we had a bond, Lorenzo. I'm just joking. Well, I don't know who he is.
But
he did say I was funny, so I appreciate that.
I just find it funny that he was judging you off how you looked in the People Shooters trailer. So if anyone out there hasn't seen it, it's just on YouTube, People Shooters Part 2,
yeah.
I believe. And you can see what we're talking about.
And I play a drunk fucking piece of shit.
Piece of shit, exactly.
Yeah, that was the whole point of your character.
I guess he's complimenting my acting. So Lorenzo, I take it back. You're a good guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was just like jokingly being a dick, but it was hilarious. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Mean man.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
You and Derek, I just wanted to quickly shout out. My little brother won't be listening to this live because he went to jail today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's back in jail.
What did he do now?
He called the police on his girlfriend. His girlfriend called the police on him, and they both called it in to cancel, but they have to do it in court or something, so he's just going for the day. So he's just going to spend New Year's Eve in jail.
Okay, so it's not like anything
major. Not like last
was it a domestic
crazy
thing?
Yeah, just a domestic
dispute. Oh, shit. So the guy takes all of it. He better hope his bitch isn't out of control and she...
No, they're back together.
Puts an orange in the sock and just starts hitting herself in the face with it. Look what he did to me!
Yeah.
Smell her face! It smells like citrus!
It's true.
And his fists aren't citrus.
Nope.
Unless he was eating oranges and then he punched her. And then he just fucked.
Open-handed slap with an orange.
Yeah. Like James Cagney in that YouTube clip. Do you see that when he takes a grapefruit? Look that up on YouTube, people. James Cagney. Cagney, C-A-G-N-E-Y, smashes a grapefruit. And you will see a beautiful-looking woman get a grapefruit smashed in her face angrily.
Which we all really need to see at some point.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah.
So, Deb, you saw Avatar, right?
Yes, I did.
So this next story might be a little bit of a shock to you. In somewhat of a surprise, Alvin and the Chipmunks the Squeakquel snuck by Avatar on Wednesday to
the what?
Take...
Can you say what it's
I
called
I fucking
again?
Hate when people interrupt me. I'm going to choke you, you fucking weasel. Alvin and the Chipmunks the Squeakquel. It's a sequel with the word squeak added to it.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure that that's what you said.
To take the pre-Christmas box office with an impressive $18.7 million. That's a nice jump from the original 2007, which opened with $13.3 million. But the original one made $279 million total.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Crazy. But for anyone that's seen Avatar or Alvin and the Chipmunks, I think Avatar is probably a little better.
Yeah. I haven't seen Alvin and the Chipmunks, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Avatar is definitely better than it.
That seems like a shaky limb to go out on. You might fall off it, and then it might fall on your head.
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks is a classic.
Well, Alvin and the Chipmunks came out around Christmas, where kids get money and they get movie tickets and stuff. Yeah. And not only that, but it was it was the third week that it beat it off. That Alvin and the Chipmunks beat off Avatar.
That's
so
sexy.
Like 3 weeks in, you know, something's going to dethrone it, deflower it, and it just happened to be Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And
so,
I mean, if any time of the year that's going to happen with a kids movie, it's going to be right now because Christmas. All the kids are out of school, so they can just go and do whatever they want. And like you said, they got money, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm not a big, I don't know, when I saw Avatar originally, like, I'm not a big on the whole, this is a whole new world, and this guy's name is this, and he has this, because like, I'm going into it thinking, like, okay, I have to start fresh here, you know?
Yeah.
But I watched the trailer, and it seems pretty interesting. The graphics look cool. It's not my type of movie, though.
I really liked it. Yeah. I thought it was very, very good. A lot of people are saying that the story is kind of mediocre compared to the graphics in it, but I think it's just because the graphics are so good that the story just gets overshadowed.
They're saying in the chat that it's some tree hugger shit.
Yeah,
is there sort of a message?
Well, I think
there is definitely a message there. I mean, you've got the humans coming in that are just trying to basically rape the land for its
and a guy doesn't
resources.
Have working legs, so like they combine him with an avatar, and then he's torn by whether or not he should fight with the humans or the avatars, right?
Because his legs are an avatar?
Pretty much, well, because the humans are immoral and they want to crush everything.
He's on both sides, he doesn't know whether to follow his fucking feet or his head.
Yeah. Well, the avatars themselves are just like, the humans made them. Yeah. Like the humans made an avatar that's basically, it's just an avatar. It's a person that controls a body of these, this alien race.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like they're all the same thing, but
I just wasn't too interested by it. I mean, obviously it's doing well and the graphics and everything do look amazing, but when I saw the trailer, I was just like, eh, whatever. I'd rather watch fucking Friday the 13th Part 5, the one where it's not Jason, it's some other guy.
I do have a big crush on Michelle Rodriguez, though, because I think she's awesome and kicks ass, but not enough to actually go to the theater to see Avatar. I will check it out on DVD when it comes out, though.
Mm-hmm. I hear that's probably not going to be that good.
What?
Well, the DVD compared to CMS 3D.
I don't care. Graphics are graphics to me. Like, I don't care if it's 3D. I don't care what the hell is happening. I still
have to go see it in IMAX because I want to see it in a big,
in all
big
its
theater.
Glory.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, who is, moving from Avatar back to Alvin and the Chipmunks,
yeah,
who's your favorite chipmunk and why?
I like Theodore because he's a little fat asshole.
I'm going to say Simon because he was just
a nerd. And you're going to say
Simon,
Alvin.
You are Simon. Just look, you're wearing blue.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you're the technological genius. I really actually don't know who my favorite is, but I'll pick Alvin just so we...
So we each have one.
So let's have a debate now. Yeah. For the next 2 hours, we will debate who the better chipmunk is.
Because we all care that much.
Yeah. I'm actually wearing red like Alvin, too.
I'm actually wearing black like
No, you're just
Wesley
fat
Snipes.
Like Theodore, you fucking silly putty.
On the other hand, two of my favorite comedians are in this movie. They do voices, Jason Lee and David Cross.
Oh, really?
So they're making money off this, which makes me happy. Because I want these guys to get paid because they fucking made me laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm. Are they major characters?
Jason Lee plays the dad. What's his name? Steve?
I have no idea.
Oh, we're talking about Alvin the Chipmunk. Okay, sorry. I thought we were back on Avatar.
No, Alvin the Chipmunk. Okay. Dave. Yeah, Dave. Jason Lee is Dave. And David Cross just plays one of their friends or something.
Really?
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. They're major characters, but not like the main characters.
That gives it many more points.
Oh, David Cross being in anything is a big deal.
It's true.
But I must say, though, while we're talking about the movies that are in right now, if I had to go see any of them from that release date, I'd have to go with Up in the Air, the Jason Reitman one with George Clooney.
I heard that's really good.
It looks really, really cool.
What is that? I don't think I've even seen a trailer. I've heard
No,
of it.
It's kind of, it's not super popular, but it seems really cool. I don't know. I'm not going to try to describe it. I'll send you a link to the trailer.
Thanks, man.
Then you can X out of it and pretend you watched it and say, cool.
Do you ever do that? I do that
sometimes. Oh, I do that all the time.
Especially when people send me a link and it says what it is in the title. It's like, amazing paper airplane does tricks. I'm like, I really don't need to see this. So I just don't open it. And then 5 minutes later, I go, wow, that paper airplane really does do amazing tricks. They're like, yeah, man, you see when it did the loop-de-loop? Yeah, that fucking loop-de-loop was crazy.
I had to rewind it a few times to see it again.
Because why do you need to check a link if it says what it is?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Corner Gas episode where the father of Brent, the main character, he rented Jaws and couldn't figure out how to hook the VCR up, so he just said that he watched it anyway.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, did you like the part where the shark went up to space and was reunited with his family? He's like, I thought that was a little far-fetched, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah, the old dude is pretty funny on that.
Yeah, caught in
actually,
shit.
Brent Butt is coming to CEC.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I there's no fucking way I'd go see him, but some people would.
He's the butt of all jokes.
Get Brent, Luke.
Wow, dude.
Luke. Sherlock Holmes is another one that looks pretty fucking awesome because it has an Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
That's the one that looks the most interesting to me right now.
Yeah. It'll be hit or miss because it'll be so weird, but whatever. That's what you do with movies. You go because you're wondering how.
But
it's
with Terry Gilliam involved, it's got to be fun.
And Heath and Jude Law and fucking Colin Farrell and Johnny Depp and Vern Troyer.
Such a big
lot
lineup.
Of big names. Yeah.
And then a small name for a small man, Vern Troyer, the human football.
Yeah. Little weird man he is.
Oh, man. Did you ever see when he was on Surreal Life?
No.
And he would sleepwalk, except not walk, because he'd be on a little scooter. So he'd be scooter driving.
And he'd just start peeing places.
And DeBrat came up, she's like, Vern, what the hell are you doing? And he's just pissing. He's like, fuck off.
Yeah. He just pull his little fucking dick out and just pee in corners. Actually,
oh man,
he's not the only one that does that, apparently.
When they're drunk.
Yeah.
Yes, we've all heard about me getting drunk and pissing on floors. It happens.
It's awful.
Yep, might do that tonight. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Did I say I might do that tonight?
No, tonight. You said tonight.
Did I? I thought I skipped the two for some reason. Okay, sorry.
No, you're safe.
All right. You're good.
My coffee's just got me jittery. I can't even sit still right now.
So while we're on movies, there's this article about sex not selling in movies, and it goes a little something like this. When it comes to the movies, it may be that sex doesn't sell. A recent study concluded that nudity and explicit sex scenes don't translate to success for major motion pictures. The study found that contrary to popular belief, sex and nudity failed to positively affect a film's popularity among viewers or critics and did not guarantee a big box office.
So the first thing I got when I heard about that article, it made me think of an article I was reading about wrestling and about how wrestling, about how wrestling has changed, how they've toned down a bit. Because we all remember the Attitude Era, where it was like titties old bitches everywhere, giving birth to fucking hands, and like all the stories were sexual and blah, blah, blah. But what wrestling's doing now, Vince McMahon saying he's going for the family money.
Yeah.
So the more sex and the more crazy type of stuff they have, you're missing a whole other demographic that otherwise you could be hitting. And I think that's the same thing with movies these days is, I mean, we're all desensitized to sex.
Yeah.
And sex and porn and tits, it's so readily available
now.
You can, it's not like it's the 70s or 80s whenever, like, Porky's and those movies used to come out and they'd have tits in them and you would pause it and jerk off of that for, like, years because that's all you had. Yeah. You know, you can find porn now, so they don't need to shoehorn it in these things.
Mm-hmm.
And for the amazing sex scenes like Halle Berry's and Monsters Ball and stuff, we're kind of banking on that one scene, so it kind of takes the focus off the movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, Monsters Ball was a good movie, but and once you jerk off to that scene, like, five times before you see the movie, you don't really need to see the movie because it makes it kind of boring. And I was just thinking that, like, I don't want a movie that's sexy because my mind frame is, real life. There's real life, and then there's I'm going to a movie to see a movie, you know? And when I'm enveloped in this fantasy world that is movies, I don't want to see things that are too sexy because then the first thing I think of is break the illusion, go home and jerk off. You know? It kind of ruins the movie.
You're watching a movie, and it's really good, and you're just so caught on it, and you don't realize that your hand's on your dick.
Yeah.
Because it shows a tit.
You're exactly. And then the next scene is about, like, this sweaty boxer getting his ass whooped, and you're like, great. Yeah. Like, I am gay now because of this movie.
Maybe that's what happened to Pee-wee Herman when he had his little debacle when he got arrested for jerking off in the theater. Yeah. He just lost control, maybe.
But he was in, like, a sex theater, which people pulled their dick out.
Oh, it was a sex theater?
Off. Yeah.
Then why was that a big
deal?
It
wasn't like he was at a children's...
You should be allowed
to
jerk
off. It's a big deal because he was famous.
Because he's famous, yeah. But I think there's kind of like a cutoff there. Because if it's a shitty movie and it's got a sex scene with a popular actress in it or something, people will go
draw,
see it because of that.
But
it won't make it a good movie. It's not going to make it, you know, a blockbuster or anything.
Yeah. And it'll draw the stupid crowd that just want to see
the
titties or whatever. Like, I don't know. So every good movie I've seen doesn't have a sex scene in it.
Mm.
You know, like they have like... they imply things and stuff like that, and there's definitely sexy main characters and stuff, but there's not like two guys going at it or two people.
What type of shit are you watching, motherfucker?
Police Academy 5. It's got all the fucking police officers just in a circle jerk.
Bobcat Goldthwait and fucking
Bubba,
and what's the black guy House. That makes all the noises?
Jones. Barbell Jones. He's Michael Winslow.
He's railing Bobcat as Michael Winslow is making siren sounds.
Yep.
Woo woo.
And Mahoney's around and Hightower. Yeah. But so, yeah, I don't know. It just kind of takes you away from that whole fantasy world.
They just don't need it as much anymore.
Exactly.
Like I said, they don't need to put sex in the movies because you're going to find it somewhere else anyway.
And same with video games. Like, look at WoW. It's one of the most famous video games to come out in a long-ass time, and it's just, like, there's the occasional night elf boob, which is great to look at, but, like, you're not thinking about jerking off when you're playing WoW. You do that before or after.
Usually after, because you're so turned on from all the loot that you got and all experience points.
Yeah.
Oh, my paladin is so strong.
I'm going to bed.
I reactivated my WoW account.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Tim's playing it.
Oh, I should too then.
Who's playing it?
Tim White.
Oh, I thought you meant Tim Thomas. I was like, what? That nigga don't know how to log on. He's still fucking making fire with sticks.
Oh.
he's not here to defend himself.
So, oh, I forgot to mention that John is working right now.
Oh, shit.
So that's why he's not talking. Sorry, John.
If you're wondering why you're not hearing John.
Yeah.
He's not in a cage somewhere being poked.
We were doing a midday thing and John worked today because we wanted to have the evening free to go about our New Year's craziness.
Yep.
So let's take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some dicks.
Can I just mention one thing before we go on break? While we're just on the topic of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Black Dynamite is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
One of the best movies I've seen. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Me and Devin watched it the other day. I watched it like two times within 20 hours. and it's just hilarious. It kind of goes back to the Naked Gun style, like silly wordplay and silly shit is happening. But if you've ever seen any of those old blaxploitation movies, like Dolomite, The Mac, the ones where they say, "You motherfucker, you good for nothing, jive turkey," it makes it even better. And Dolomite, who obviously was in like Big Money Hustlers, and he was the inspiration for the Sugar Bear character. Yeah. He's not in this movie, but he plays the voice for one of the guys. So one of the guys' mouth moves, and you hear Dolomite going like this, "You motherfucker," and he talks in rhyme, but. Just Black Dynamite. You have to see it. I'm not even going to ruin it by explaining the scenes, but check it out.
And there's one scene that has a mite come down in his face. You have to see it. So pay attention for it if you watch it.
Because they're just making fun of the old shitty movies and mite comes down.
He like looks at it. He's like,
what? And he does all the kung fu that they do in those movies. And
that's awesome. I need to see this.
Yeah, you have
to. You left it here, so.
It's here. You can borrow it if you want.
I'm fucking stealing it.
Cheesy.
I'm just telling Derek he can borrow your shit, Luke.
I gotta just mention one scene, though. It's at the start. There's three girls, and they're laying down in bed, and it just shows him fucking. Like, it shows the camera shot looking up at him as he's pumping, and it's just three girls laying down, so it's like he has three dicks fucking them. And then he's getting ready to go, and one girl's like, "That was the best I ever had." And the girl goes, "Yeah, me too." And then another girl goes, "Yeah, me three." And he goes, "Quiet. You gonna wake up all the other bitches." And then the camera pulls back, and there's like 10 bitches in his bed because he's fucking them all.
Wow. Yeah.
I just had to throw that in, but we can take a break now.
Let's take a break.
Happy New Year from Background Noise.
Let's do that again. Yeah. I thought you were gonna do the extra. Okay, I'll do the extra one.
All right. Happy New Year from Background Noise.
We're back.
Yes.
And we have like I said, we're gonna talk about dicks after the break, and sure enough we're going to.
Let's do it.
Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
A survey of more than 1,000 men in India has concluded that condoms made according to the international sizes are too large for the majority of Indian men. The study found that more than half of the men measured had penises that were shorter than international standards for condoms.
So Indian men have small dicks.
Yeah.
Which explains probably why they invented the Kama Sutra and all those crazy positions, because they have to make their dick hit just the right spot.
Yeah. Otherwise, they have to get in it as deep as possible, even if it means bending themselves into like a reverse crab.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
I like how on the article it shows just a condom factory. And it just...
And
can you scroll
up
that picture
like,
for a sec?
Sifting through them.
Yeah, like it's no wonder that condoms don't always work all the time. Look at her. She's just casually handling these condoms.
Yeesh.
They could be ripped very easy.
I'd say. Mm-hmm. She has a mask so she doesn't accidentally inhale one.
Yeah.
All of them just put like thumbtacks inside all their gloves, so every time they grab them, they just put little holes.
That'd be great.
I like how in that article, Sunil Mehra says, "It's not size, it's what you do with it that matters," which is exactly what you have if you have a really little dick.
Exactly.
Because if you have a big dick, you don't have to say anything. Like, "I got a big dick."
You don't have to say anything. And it's funny because like when I think of an Indian man, the first person I think of is Dalsim from Street Fighter. And, obviously, you know, if he did have a little dick, it would get a lot bigger whenever he wanted it to.
He's the exception.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking that instead of raising money for his village by fighting in the Street Fighter tournament, he could do what, like Mandingo, like an Indian version of Mandingo, where he fucks white people with his giant Indian dick.
I'd watch it.
He could beat a drum and wear skull necklaces and all that.
It would get annoying, though, because as he's fucking, he just goes, "Yoga, yoga, yoga, yoga dick, yoga doggy style, yoga missionary." And then when he's fucking a gay guy, he goes, "Yoga flame."
Yeah, that's true.
He puts his dick in their ass, and then it stretches and it comes out of their mouth like another
tongue.
So
he can fuck other guys. Yeah. He just like sets it up and just impales like five guys at once.
Dalsim makes a shish kebab of people with his dick. He just lines up his whole village, and they get on all fours, so it just goes in an ass, out of mouth, in an ass, out of mouth, and so on.
What'd you think of Dalsim?
As a character?
Yeah.
He was all right. Once he got the teleport, he got a lot better.
Yeah.
And I always liked his cheap move where you jump in the air and he like turns into a dagger, basically.
Yeah,
and goes
spins.
Spirals.
Yeah.
Throws people off.
True.
You know,
I don't think I've ever played him.
No.
Really?
Nope.
He's kind of annoying to fight against because he's just so awkward. And a lot of his punches beat other punches. So, like, I don't know.
He's the one that people who suck like to use because he just stretches. I can remember being a kid, and when you're a kid, you're just an idiot. So people would pick Dalsim, and you just couldn't get close because he's just stretching.
Even if you knew combos and shit, you'd just get whacked by them.
Fucking yeah.
I always chose E. Honda because he was a big fat man, and I thought that was funny.
I like how we go from Indians who have small dicks immediately to Street Fighter.
Well, honestly, when I hear different places around the world, like if I hear Brazil, I instantly think of Blanca. When I think of like China, I'm like, oh, that's Ryu. Ryu and Chun-Li.
Yeah. No, and then, isn't Ryu Japan?
No.
I'm almost positive he's Japan.
Is he?
People in our chat, I always say Ryu. I still say Ryu.
Yeah, I know.
Is he from China or Japan? One of somebody in the
Chun-Li's
chat has to know.
From China.
Reptile's not here. He'd know.
He's Japan. There you go.
He's Japan.
You're the Street Fighter master, Luke.
I am the Street Fighting master.
Yeah.
I'm a pussy in real life.
I think
I'm a Street Fighter. Oh, I'll fuck your shit up, son.
I've played like three times in my life.
Probably two of those times were when I was here.
Yeah.
And I said, Dev, can I play Street Fighter on your PlayStation? You're like, yeah, go ahead.
And Vega was from Spain, right?
Yep. And he used to climb fences and scurry around like a spider.
And Zangief was from Russia.
Russia.
Yeah.
He was always in such a rush.
He was fucking awful. We're gonna cut that.
You and your friggin' rush jokes.
Actually, while we're talking about Street Fighter, I gotta mention that there's a kung fu called Master of the Flying Guillotine that actually has, like, there's a guy from India that has stretching arms and legs, which is obviously where they got the idea of Dalsim from.
Oh, yeah?
And there's actually also a kickboxer from Thailand, which looks a lot like Saget. Like if you watch this movie and you look at the characters, it looks like they kind of got some of their ideas, and it's that old too. So
I was cool. Saget was always my personal favorite, and I remember when you picked him as a kid. Obviously, people would laugh and go, "You picked Saget because it rhymes with Saget."
Yeah,
but can just to talk about Indian men with small dicks again? Yeah. This is how we work. We bounce from like small dicks to video games back to dicks, condoms, opinions. What's your opinions on condoms?
Nope.
My roommate fucking hates them. What's your opinion?
Nope.
Nope.
No,
me and my roommate have this discussion a lot. He hates them.
I use them, but I hate them.
Yeah, I don't mind using them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll use them. Especially like if you just meet a girl.
Oh, yeah.
That you just don't know. Mm-mm. Or you pick up some girl, I'm wrapping my shit up.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that.
Even if she's on some shit, because you never know. Then you can still pull out and rip the condom off and blast in her face. It's not like, you know? It's not like it...
Like Mega Man charging up his fucking proto cannon.
Exactly. It's not like it makes a difference, but I used to take them from CEC, our high school.
Yeah.
They used to have that basket, and it was just like, oh, shit. I used to just take handfuls of condoms. Because I always found that when you have condoms, you just seem to fuck more.
Yeah.
Because you sling dick. So much just more carefree.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I'll just
not only that,
on
but if you have them laying around, it's just like, oh, by the way, I have those and we can use them if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
And girls like that because girls like dick as much as guys like pussy. So if you have condoms and you're being safe and protective, they're like, why not?
Let me
plug you in.
Have you ever tried any of the like crazy ass, like ribbed and blah, 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 blah?
Nope. I think I've tried ribbed before. Yeah. And it just felt like a rib cage on my dick, kind of. So
like you're fucking a skeleton.
I have
rib
skeletoned.
Ones right now, and they're awkward and weird. And I like my ultra thin or sensitive, like the ones that are as if nothing's there, as close to as possible.
Here's my problem with condoms, though, is just they fucking break a lot.
Yeah,
I've had so many. Yeah. I always like my thing is I always pull out anyway because I just like coming on girls. Okay, sorry. All right. Yeah. I just do. That's the best part for me. And plus, I don't want to risk a broken condom and getting some dumb bitch pregnant, and then I'm stuck with you for fucking until the kid dies.
Until you convince her to have an abortion.
Yeah, exactly. The kid dies one way or the other. Either that way, or it just doesn't make it to a old age. But now I forget my point. Whatever.
You don't like the idea. You pull out.
Yeah, I pull out. But I read an article, and it was saying how the pull-out method is like more effective than condoms in regards to not getting girls pregnant, because you're gonna see different things statistically, but what they're saying is people put so much faith in condoms, but like I said, they break a lot. And like that picture we were looking at, the way she's handling them, just fucking throwing them around.
Mm-hmm.
And when people use condoms, and they think they're just safe, so they just bust in girls.
Well, not only that, but it's what could be more safe than pulling out and not getting it anywhere close?
Exactly, because girls can't
ideally get somewhere on their eyes.
Yeah, girls,
maybe ear.
Girls can't get pregnant through their fucking eyelids or through their tonsils.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, I'm kind of glad that as a white person, we're notorious for having average sized dicks.
So everyone just fits.
So there's no pressure for us. We're just kind of like, and then if you're
average.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, you know that way. If you have a big dick, great. If you have a small dick, well, you're a freak.
You know what though? Like, I have a good sized dick. Uh-huh. I would never brag and say like I have a giant monstrous dick, but I'm above average. I got a good sized dick. And you don't need to buy, like, fucking extra large condoms.
No.
Like, you can take a regular size condom and fucking pull it over your head and all the way down to your feet. Like a Pac-Man ghost. And, like, jump around if you want to. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I guess magnums are... People say magnums are just more comfortable or whatever, but I don't know. I think that's just for people to kind of brag or whatever. Because you can. I've seen people pull condoms all the way up their arm.
Yeah, exactly.
And then fist bitches.
Yeah, that's fucked. I never even thought about that.
Just like shut us up for like half a second.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about it. Like that's true.
Like, I like Richard Wesker in the chat. Yeah, I always just pull out and bust all over her breasts. It's just funny that
over her breasts.
Yeah,
girl, can I come on your breasts?
It makes it so much more gentlemanly than to say I come on her tits.
Yeah.
You fucking monocle wearing nigga, busting all over her breasts.
Yeah. In another story, the smell of men's sweat can tell women if they're attracted to them, according to a new study. The study showed that the smell of a man's sweat differs according to what mood he is in, and women can pick up on the changes that indicate attraction and other, you know, moods and shit.
I had a really good discussion about this at work, because we've talked about it before. I think we may have even talked about it briefly on the show, about vibes that people put off. And we're essentially just animals. Mm-hmm. Everything is just fucking compositions of chemicals and natural shit made together. Mm-hmm. So it really makes sense to say that smell can have such an effect, even if they don't actually, you know, they're not really talking about you're smelling the sweat and like, oh, that motherfucker smells raw, but just the pheromones and that sort of thing. So it could be this, what I'm getting at is it could be the same thing as a vibe, you know, your smell and your vibe.
Definitely, and it's just all natural stuff. The problem is when people start overthinking this stuff. When their brain gets in the way, that's when things go completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our brain is the cause of 99% of our problems. If we were just naturally going about our business like animals, we'd be too dumb to do a lot of stupid things, which would make us happier.
Yep.
You know?
Plus, I mean, the stupid shit that we did was really stupid and would get us killed.
Yeah.
So then we'd just die off. We'd be
exactly.
Done.
I don't know. I like the idea of animals just kind of that energy, like that whole, like, don't think about it too much, because, like, the more... Oh my god. The more you one of the members of our chat is getting horny about our sex talk, and he's gonna jerk off to the podcast.
We're gonna see him just disappear for a minute, then he'll come back after he comes on his stomach.
You
sick man.
Like I said, your mind gets in the way of a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know if I should do this, you know, and then like there's the whole like, is it worth it? Is this gonna happen? Will he like me? It's just like,
Will he like me?
Well, like, will he continue to be my friend?
Okay. That's just, that's like the second suspect gay comment you made.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching a movie and there's two guys. Fast forward.
Come on, I'm notorious for making gay comments. That's no surprise. You're just surprised at how quickly and easily it rolled off my tongue.
Yeah.
Pause.
But back to the actual smell thing. So basically, if I were to take my hockey gear and just plunk it down right in the middle of the apartment,
everyone would want to fuck you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Right, guys?
Luke would fucking spear you.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be a Goldberg one. The funny thing I've noticed is my balls. That's it. The end. See you next week, motherfuckers.
The funny thing I noticed is my balls.
Yeah, me too. My balls are funny.
Uh-huh.
you fucking idiot.
What? Go ahead, talk about your balls, man.
I say my balls and you look at me so sincerely and go, uh-huh.
Well, fucking tell us.
Fuck. My balls, they smell like McDonald's if I sweat a lot.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I can attract a lot of fat bitches if I just set my nuts out on the windowsill like a freshly baked apple pie.
Blow a fan so the nut fumes fly out your window.
My ball sweat just goes if fat girls are walking down the street. Hey, Tina, you smell that? Yeah, I smell that. Smells like sweaty balls. Yeah, and McDonald's. And then they just come over and...
Just put them in a hamburger bun. Like
put them in a hamburger bun. That's a good idea.
It's because of the grease that comes out of your genitals is very similar to the grease they dip the fries in at McDonald's.
That's actually what they make food out of at McDonald's.
Yeah, ball grease.
Ball sweat.
Yeah. They all just go and sit in the sauna, and the sweat drains in the bottom into like a grate, and it collects, and it goes down a pipe.
And while they're in the sauna, they're just cutting potatoes up, and they're just tossing it into the fucking sweat.
Infusing it with flavor.
Oh, man.
That's awful.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So people don't need... So people don't get it twisted, it's saying, coming back to the article, it's like pheromones, not actually being a sweaty, stank-ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
So these, like, some people who might can be foreign.
Yeah.
You walking around stinking and spraying cologne on at the same time, that's that's not going to work.
No, definitely not. Nope. And just like you said, the vibe, you know, it has a lot to do with it as well. If you look like a fucking asshole, or you look like frigid and cold and you don't want anyone around you, then people won't want to be around you.
Oh, definitely.
It's pretty simple.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like we talked about last week about confidence. You know, if you walk straight and you exude confidence and you feel good, people just feel that off of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You reap what you sow.
So back to your balls. How are they?
Long.
Yeah.
And brown. The thing I like about balls is it just adds a whole other element when you're fucking a girl from behind and you just hear that slapping sound. It's funny. Yeah. It's like an orchestra. It's just like...
And you try to keep it on beat.
Yeah. like a metronome on top of your piano.
And then you think about Swiss beats and you're like, all right, now I got to double time it and blow a whistle.
Okay. And that's I actually think about Swiss beats when, when I think I'm going to come too fast. Yeah. What do you guys think about? Do you ever use like mind tricks so you don't come too fast? I used to make a Dungeons and Dragons character in my head. That's what I used to do. I'd be like fucking like, oh shit, I'm gonna come soon. Okay. There's a half elf. His name is Lucanthaloo. He's a part ranger, part so warrior class.
Any of the girls that Luke has fucked that listen to this, he was probably thinking about
a gay elf.
Yeah.
An elf that he wanted to fuck.
That's all you bitches are to me. Dungeons and Dragons characters.
I don't know. I don't think I have any tricks. It's more like
stats is one I've used before too. No. You never think of Rajon Rondo? You never think of Ray Allen dunking?
No. I certainly wouldn't think of the Celtics. I'd think of like fucking, you know, the Chris Raps. Bosch. Little Jose Calderon, maybe.
Chris Bosch with his dinosaur face.
Derek, wouldn't that just make it happen faster for
you? Yeah, that would. You're right.
Oh my God, Chris Bosch is so good at scoring and rebounding.
Actually, one time UFC was on in the background, and I definitely lasted longer. Because like, you're fucking looking over and seeing these two sweaty men rolling around with each other, and you're just like, it kind of ruins the moment.
Oh, yeah. I've been there before. I remember one of my ex-girlfriends, wrestling was on. And I was just watching wrestling and having a beer, and she was just sitting beside me. This is when I lived in Dartmouth. And next thing I know, her head just fell on my lap, and she started blowing me. I was like, this is fucking awesome. Like, I'm watching wrestling, I'm drinking a beer, and she's just blowing me. I didn't even have to ask.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, it's not so awesome to watch fucking The Undertaker, Jaw-Jack, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Well, Vince McMahon's yelling, come on! Are you gonna come, Lucas? You're... coming. So I just turned it off.
Yeah.
Or you could put it on channel 13 and just get turned on at looking at what else is
coming. Or the shopping network. Do a little shopping.
Ooh, that glittery cat brooch that I could put on my coat would make me look so good.
Yes, exactly.
Who hasn't fucked like a late night infomercial like Billy Mays? Or like the slap chop.
Yeah.
It's always on in the back.
You're going to love my nuts. And you just look at her like, yeah.
I do love your nuts, Luke.
Well, they smell like McDonald's, as we discussed. So,
our next story is kind of related to balls in a sense. That
balls are pretty close to the asshole.
Pretty close to the asshole. Ged Galvin keeps a cell phone-sized remote control in his pocket at all times. But it doesn't power his TV or DVD player. It helps him control his bowels.
Let that sink in.
What do you guys think?
I think, well...
His asshole opens like the bottom of Astro Boy's boot. And it just drops the fucking shit out. And he has a remote for it that he carries at all times.
I was just thinking about how funny it would be if, like, you know, at Devin's place here, he just has so many remotes for, like, this turns on his TV, this turns on stereo. All sitting there. And this poor guy puts his shit remote there. And you got to turn on the PlayStation 3. You make your friend shit on himself.
All you hear is...
damage.
But seriously, that would be pretty helpful in some cases.
For people that fucking shit themselves.
Oh, man. It said it was either that or a colostomy bag.
Exactly.
Yeah. Having a colostomy bag would be fucking terrible. Like, think of all the embarrassing situations. Like, it probably fucking reeks. You could trip and fall.
It's embarrassing as hell.
Explode.
I don't think it would actually smell unless it got a hole in it. I mean, it's just a
I don't know. Like, would plastic really hold in like a super duper shitty stink smell?
Yes, really? It would.
I guess if it's going right into a colostomy bag, it's not going through everything like out your ass, so maybe it's not as foul. Maybe?
Out your ass.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, they make it with the idea of shit being inside it, so they're going to take the there's precautions. Just,
there's it's lined with Glade freshener.
Yeah.
So your shit smell like lilac roses.
There's a lit match in it constantly.
Yeah. It just doesn't go out. It's like the fucking flame from Mount Olympus.
What's that? Exactly. In a devastating motorcycle accident 2 years ago, the 55-year-old from South Yorkshire, England, suffered major internal injuries. The doctors initially thought that he might not live. They miraculously restored his broken wrist, his shattered leg, his fractured pelvic bone. And then, to his dismay, he couldn't control his asshole, though. So,
this is an actual article.
I'm actually reading it really quick and summing it up. They didn't use the word asshole, oddly enough. But it said that... he was dreaded by living forever with a colostomy bag outside his body, but an innovative medical technique that allows him to defecate normally with a pacemaker-like device has given him a new lease on life. And here's an exact quote from him. "I've been through immense pain and suffering, and here I am with this bionic bottom now. I feel great. I feel fantastic."
With a bionic bottom.
Oh, my.
That would have to feel good, though. Like, after having your fucking asshole ripped apart in a motorcycle accident, and then it's like, at least I don't shit myself.
And did you see the picture of this guy? He's like, he looks like fucking Christopher Reeves, except not...
I wonder how many dicks he can fit in his bionic ass.
He could chop them off whenever he wanted.
I guess if he ever goes to jail, he's safe. Yeah. Some fucking big man will try to rape him in his asshole.
No, whenever they want to fuck, they'll just push the button, and it'll be like, beep. It'll be like a garage door. Time to get raped. Beep.
So either they won't be able to penetrate, or he lets them penetrate, and then the metal gates shut and rip their cock off.
Yeah, it's the same one that opens and closes the cell doors. Chink, they all open.
I would actually like to know if this is actually like a mechanical device. Or if it's just an electronic pulse that just, like, makes his muscles contract.
Who knows?
Because if it's, like, a pacemaker device, it doesn't sound like it would actually be
a metal trap.
It's fun. It's just more fun to think of it. But it is
way more hilarious.
Like, it's like a door from Get Smart. Yeah. He has to walk.
He is a cyborg. He'd be like, I'm a cyborg. And they'd be like, how? And he'd be like, well, I have a metal asshole.
So do you shoot rockets and fly through space or what?
No.
I can just poop.
Yeah. It's true.
Yep. He's a shit bot.
They should rig him up with a voice recognizer so he can just go, gadget, asshole. And, just goes, and then he takes his shit.
Computer? Shit.
I like how your shit sound like fucking a car traveling on a dirt road.
Every shit of his. He never has a normal shit. It's always just foul diarrhea shit that rips his asshole.
And it's funny because, like, he wasn't happy until he got this robot asshole. So really the only
his whole life
exactly even when he was about shit shitting. Normally his whole thing was about shitting. And so it seems like if they could only pull his brain out of his body after this motorcycle thing, they could put him in a robot ass, and if all he could do was shit, he'd be happy. It like Krang. Except he wouldn't need the top half of Krang or the legs, just the ass, just the underwear part. Shit. That's it.
Krang.
And Krang can control a fucking super body.
Sure can. A super body that looks like Mr. Weatherby from Archie Comics. I always thought, anyway.
Yeah.
Why did he pick a stupid body? While we're on the topic, we have to discuss this.
Yeah.
You're a super brain from a faraway planet, and you get to pick your mechanical body.
I don't know. Krang is a fucking retard, though.
But he's a brain. Like, why would you pick a fat, bald man with a little antenna that's basically like shitty hair? Yeah. Why wouldn't you pick, I don't know, the great Kelly for your body, except handsomer.
Or Kelly Clarkson.
Have you seen her lately?
Yeah,
she's a
big.
Broke down fucking... Ugh, she looks
he
like
couldn't
a
afford that body.
Yeah.
It was too much. Filthy. He pays for the pound. So, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, I guess, and the sunglasses. He looks like a fucking retard, but he is a brain, but no one ever said he was smart. He looks like a little... And he talks like he's like got Down syndrome.
He kind of does.
Mm-hmm. So,
did you ever see the... when he used to have just the legs for a couple episodes.
Because
I remember one of my friends said he bought the Krang toy for Ninja Turtles when we were younger. I was like, oh, fuck, this is wicked. Now we can fight Krang. And I got over there, and it was just Krang and the legs.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be... Do you remember how you could buy the big body? Yeah, and it was right big, and I think it probably talked or did electronical shit or something. But I went over, I was like, oh, this fucking
Then you went
sucks.
Back home. You're like, not going to be his friend anymore.
That same kid, his mom kicked me out of his house one time because I had a balloon. And I was holding it by my dick, and he was, like, slapping it, and his mom walked in. She's like, Lucas, go home. She thought we were being little gay wads or something.
Yeah.
And she kicked me out.
That is kind of gay.
We were, like, four. We didn't know what we were doing.
Who's the kid?
Andrew McKay. Him and his brother, Daniel, were my best friends for years when I lived on Karen Avenue. Then they moved away. But, his mom saw me holding a balloon like a dick, and he was slapping it around.
It's probably good that their mom did that, though. Who knows what happened?
It's true.
No, but I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, it was nothing sexual. It was just funny. Like, you know, when you're a kid, it's like, ha-ha, pull out my wiener. Hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Yeah. And that was it.
Wow. That mom has issues.
Oh, she was.
Maybe her husband was gay. He came out of the closet.
Basil? No way.
Yeah, Basil might have been gay.
No way.
His name is Basil, for fuck's sake.
He was awesome. He was a
Superman. I want to sprinkle him in my spaghetti.
They're mentioning in chat how I hate Rihanna's hair. Yes, I do. But fuck, have you seen her on the cover of GQ?
Yeah.
No, wow. I haven't.
I walked by it the other day and I had to stop. It's just her using her arms to cover her tits.
Yeah.
But they're really big. She's like a small girl, but she's got really big brown tits.
Yep.
And as we've discussed before, brown tits are the best tits.
Exactly.
There you have it, folks.
Now Luke's getting riled up.
Having said that, let's take another break and then we'll come back with more Shtiv.
Yeah.
Yo, what up? This is Metropolis Foley, just stuck in traffic on the information highway. And currently you are listening to the Background Noise Show on RedMatterSite.com. So make sure you got them headphones on, rolled up and got your drink and everything. And you can check me out at MetropolisFoley.com or Expedite.com. Or even look for me on iTunes or YouTube. Or check your girl's cell for my number. Anyways, I got a new album coming out real soon. It's called Love is a Dog. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy this show. RedMatterSite.com.
So, Luke.
Yeah. What's up?
What did you just do during the break? I noticed you left for a little while.
I was checking my Facebook.
Were you?
Yeah.
I thought you went upstairs to pee.
I did.
Oh, you were setting me up for the next story. My bad. All right. An escaped convict on the run from an open prison. Open prison? What kind of prison's that?
Doesn't sound like a prison at all.
No.
What the fuck?
It's a yard. Anyway, an open prison.
They just put you in and say, now don't run away now.
Yeah. You awful man. He's on the run from the police, and he's been posting pictures of himself eating his Christmas dinner. It says, Craig Lazy Lynch, who's 28 years old, was serving a 7-year sentence for aggravated burglary when he escaped on September 24th. Last week, it came to light that Lynch has successfully evaded Suffolk police ever since, despite posting regular status updates on his social networking website. He actually, he's just keeping it interesting by taunting the police on Facebook.
Which is pretty funny.
It's funny. Yeah,
I was really reading some of his statuses, too. There was one where he heard sirens, and he goes, oh, shit, they finally got me, I think. And then, 10 minutes later, he updates with, it was just an ambulance, phew.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
But I like that, though.
Me
you
too.
Know, if someone's going to just go and hurt someone or rob them, you know, that's not cool. But, this guy, he did something bad at some point, but now he's entertaining us. As long as he's not doing anything bad anymore, fuck it.
It's okay. As long as he's entertaining us. Fuck it. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, really.
That's how I feel. I think
enough.
It's hilarious and awesome. And it shows a picture of him. Almost every picture of him, he's giving the middle finger. He's like, thank you.
Yeah.
And there's one of him with the turkey eating Christmas dinner. So, he's just totally being an asshole. And he's smiling in all the pictures. I think it's great, honestly. Yeah. I think it's hilarious.
This could have been a completely different story if they had caught him, because then we would have been laughing at how stupid he was.
Well, we did the Facebook one before,
exactly.
Remember? The dude that went to Mexico and he said he was living it up, and turns out he was working in a hotel, and they tracked him down on Facebook.
Yeah.
They'll track this guy down eventually.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
His days are numbered.
Can't they just, through computers?
That's not very easy.
No?
Not in this case.
But I figured they'd be able to just through, say if they're watching his Facebook page and he updates, you think they'd be able to find out where did that update come from somehow?
They'd have to go to Facebook and get them to give them his IP and all this shit. And if he's using, a public computer, then it's...
Exactly. Maybe he has a laptop and he's just traveling around being a dick from wherever he decides. Cafes.
True.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's really cool, though. I was actually thinking, how... these villains, I'm going to say villains because I like the word villains.
Fair enough.
They, when they come around, everyone else kind of unites against the villain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it brings the world together. If there's a dude threatening to blow up the whole world would come together to go against this dude.
Yep.
So, even when there's a murderer on the loose or in a town or whatever, they actually people get together and they talk to each other and they're extra careful around each other. It brings people together. sometimes this having an opponent, I guess, just brings groups of people together. So yep. I was thinking that maybe it's time for like a supervillain, like a real life supervillain.
Hmm. Some serial killers sort of have a supervillain aura about them, yeah. like the DC sniper. Yeah. When he was around killing people every day, it was like, why are you looking at me? Because he's black?
No, he's not a supervillain. He was a fucking yeah. dude with a sniper rifle and a bell tower.
But what I mean is just he was killing a lot of people, and what he was doing was super.
If anyone was supervillain right now, I'd say either Bin Laden or North Korea.
Yeah, yeah. But fuck them, because that's...
Yeah, but it's got to be someone like, I hate to say it, but if a few deaths will like bring people together, then,
well,
you know?
They did that.
Yeah, exactly.
In 2001.
Yeah, I know. And see, that was a little too much for my liking. But
in the chat, it says criminal genius can be considered a superpower, and then someone else says a sniper rifle isn't considered a superpower.
It's true.
Fuck y'all. You guys are so right. I don't know why I threw out the DC sniper. I'm an asshole.
Well, like
I retract
there was
that
a there was a thief named DB Cooper who hijacked a Boeing jet in November 24th, 1971. He received $200,000 ransom, parachuted from the jet, and was never seen again.
Wow,
that is cool.
I've never heard of anything happening like that where it's actually worked.
Go to DB Cooper is his name. Go to his Wikipedia page. Yeah. It's so cool. He parachuted out over the water. They couldn't find his body anywhere.
Yeah.
He requested the parachutes and everything, and there's random chunks of information where, like, they find parachutes from that time or whatever. It's, like, it's a mastermind, and I think this shit is super cool.
I only knew about him because MF Doom rhymes about him in a song, and then I looked it up. What is it he says?
He says MF Doom is like D.B. Cooper.
Like D.B. Cooper.
Yeah.
Out with the moolah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Huh. That's cool.
Niggas ain't about shit.
That's right.
That was the next line. I wasn't saying that to you, but
the podcast just ends. Well, yeah. If that's how you guys feel about me, I'm out.
Niggas ain't about shit. But yeah, so I think like if we could have fun with the world, you know, like it's kind of like a movie, but in real life. So you don't really know you're in it. It's kind of more of like a real life story that you're just a part of. And this supervillain doesn't even really have to kill people. They can, like, the government can cover it up so that he's faking these killings, you know? So we all just have someone to hate just to... Together. I think it's a great idea. I think it's so cool. And I would gladly be that person. They could even kill me in the end.
It's kind of interesting to think about how people will hate together.
Yeah.
Almost as much as or more than they will love together.
Yeah.
See, you know? The biggest problem for me is that if you had one person like that everybody hated, the government would use it in different ways.
I know.
Like, perfect example
propaganda for
is,
sure.
Is this, like, the Bin Laden thing where they went over, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Iraq, let's go over there now.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, gung-ho about
it. It could
like,
not be the government that did it. Yeah, it would have to be, like Raven from WCW. Because he's in Mensa, and he knows a lot about comics. You know what I mean? Like, it would have to be, like, a smart dude that is completely for the betterment of the world. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to be a supervillain, guys. Like, I'm just saying, like, by the time I'm 40 or 50, if nothing good has come from my life, I'm going to do something awesome.
And you're going to try to be a supervillain.
You'll just fall off a building.
You'll just have a beach towel tied around your neck and be running around like a retard, and people will be like, who's that?
And then they'll shoot me.
Luke, you and I will turn into superheroes, and it'll be he'll be the supervillain that we used to be
friends
with.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Actually, I think Luke would be the supervillain, and we'd be the superheroes, Devin.
Why is that,
Luke is like, I don't get it. No, I just like the idea of being.
I'm ruffling my paper angrily.
It's true.
On my knee.
He's ruffling them. He's ruffling.
The Facebook story made me think they'll probably make a horror movie based off of like Facebook. It'll be called like.
Oh, there already is.
It'll
there's
be like
a couple coming.
It'll be called like Status Update.
Yeah. No, there's definitely a couple like on the way. There's one. There's even a romance coming out called like Social Networking or something. And
really?
It's about Facebook. Oh yeah, they'll do it.
Social networking is taking over. You were saying before the show that it's considered a
that was me. Oh, yeah, it's considered an addiction now.
Officially I believe
considered
it.
An addiction.
That's not surprising at all.
No. I leave mine on all the time. Usually, even if I'm not there, I'm not like fucking glued to it. But it's like MSN. You know, I leave that shit on too.
Yeah, I rarely get off MSN. I rarely get off in general. So
no, I'm pretty sure you do a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
You fucking jerky McGee.
But yeah, so you know,
I want to add
supervillain.
Talking about Facebook, I told you guys this story about how I caught a Facebook fatty.
Oh yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
There's this girl on my list. I'm not gonna say her name. She, like, I don't even really know her. It's just someone that added me. Like, she might have seen me before or something. Anyway, mm-hmm. and all her pictures were just shots of her from, like, the tits up. I was like, damn, this girl's got some big, creamy-looking titties, fucking clear, fresh skin. She's just, like, a young tender tot. She's, like, 18, fresh for the pickings. And all her pictures are just, like, that shot, tits up, from, like, different angles. I kind of suspected, like, yeah. oh, something's got to be here. That's all she had for, like, hundreds of pictures. And I was like, wow. So I'd creep her every now and then. And then one day, she must have just got tired of the charade, and she just put up one picture of a body shot, mm-hmm. and it was fucking terrible. She looked like a Bigfoot. Like, the shape of her body was just disgusting. This is what people do on Facebook.
Wow. Oh, it's true.
This is, like, what they do on Facebook.
People always put their best picture on Facebook, which makes sense, but at the same time, you gotta kind of know where the limit is. You can't lie, because people are gonna see you in real life eventually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, none of us have very flattering Facebook pictures, you know? It's not like us, like, posing, smiling. Yeah. And I fucking can't stand when people have a folder of 100 pictures of themselves. And then they're like, I'm a little shy. I'm like, no, you're not.
Oh, I hate when girls update with, like, their cell phone. There's this one girl on my list. She'll be, like, in the car. And she'll just take a bunch of pictures of herself in the car and upload them. Yeah. Like, you vain bitch. I hope you get in a fucking accident and you just get a scar, like, fucking right across your face. And big X right on your face. So X.
Like Saget's chest.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that better. Not an X, just a big slash. Yeah. Then you won't be taking pictures of your face, you fucking idiot. Yeah.
The way I look at it is that it would be worse for their self-confidence to have those pictures up there that make people think they're hot. Because then whenever they actually meet them in real life, it's like,
it's a total
My God, you see their face, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, but, like, I don't care if you're fat or skinny or whatever the case is. No. If you're happy, you're happy.
Be yourself. Yeah. Don't lie about it.
That's why sometimes, like, I'll put a Facebook picture up of me smiling because, like, okay, that's good. And then later on, I'll have something completely retarded.
Yeah.
Like, my hair all poke, you know, out of control and me saying I need friends and stuff like that. I don't know. People, like, take this shit way too seriously.
Like I said before, you got to keep a couple ugly pictures.
Yeah.
I like a girl that when I check her pictures, she's got a couple where I'm just like, yeah. And she's got a couple where I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Then she cleans up nice.
You got to know the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
It just looks good all the time. It's scary.
It's scary.
There's something fishy about that. That's for sure.
There is something fishy about it.
It's like Face Off. Or no, like that episode of Seinfeld, like where that girl comes
in. Different light?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah,
different light, she looks hideous, and one, she looks really good.
It's true.
So, well, we're talking about Facebook. Almost 150 police workers have been forced to resign after being disciplined for computer misuse in the last 5 years. Dozens have been disciplined for looking at X-rated images or installing games to play while they should be working. How do you feel about that?
I think where there's a computer...
And by working, they mean beating up black people.
Yeah, that's what police do. Framing innocent black men.
Yeah.
I think wherever you're going to find a computer, someone jerked off there.
Yeah.
Or somebody logged onto Facebook.
Yeah.
Everywhere. If it's available for people to go on, they're going to, because it's just the fucking way of the world. Not to say it's right. Like, you should be doing your job, especially when there's crime going on.
Not only that, but it depends on what kind of police they are. If they're, like, out on patrol or something, mm-hmm. then, yeah, you don't want them going to a computer. But if they're working, like, a 10-hour shift at, like, a jail where they're sitting in a room watching cameras or something, mm-hmm. if he wants to rub one out while he's in there, I don't care.
So you're saying it's okay to play it's not okay to play solitaire while they're driving, high-speed games? Chase, you know, one hand on the computer?
Jerking off, fine. Games, no.
Oh, okay.
Like, I shake your no.
And if they do jerk off at work, it's important that they don't calm on any important documents, because if they smudge any ink, they might have to release someone like the Hobgoblin.
That's true.
Which would totally screw things over.
There would be pumpkin bombs.
And not only
everywhere.
That, but if they jerked off and fell asleep, one of the jail guys could convince a dog to go over and steal his keys and bring them over to him.
Or he might reach a broomstick and jingle the keys off of the guard and then bring them over and unlock himself.
See, from a porn standpoint, it's really not that difficult to block sites that most people go to.
Well, police aren't smart enough to do that.
I guess.
I bet you if you went on a police computer, it would be like four buttons, four really big. It would be like a cash register.
No, it's not. It's not the computer itself that would have the thing on it. It'd be in the back end. But
to lock up niggas, click here. Beep.
Which nigga is it this week? There's like four. Tyrell, Orlando.
And it goes. It's like a fucking wheel of fortune wheel. It just lands on one, and then a fucking robot goes out. The nigga catching bot.
No, it's gonna be a robot.
It's got a big butterfly net, and it just goes over to the fucking hood and just scoops one of them up. And he's like, "Hey, let me out of here. This is bullshit, man." and then it's tank tread wheels wheel it back to the precinct.
Yeah,
and they lock them up.
It's like Johnny Five from Short Circuit. Man, that movie used to creep me out when I was young. Like games is a little, I don't know, solitaire or something. Like I said, if you're working a late shift or whatever, it happens. But like, you can't install like Sims 3
or World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft and be paying monthly for fucking your while you're at work. I don't know. Like, it would depend on the situation. Like, I'm not expecting police to be superhuman, but I expect them to have morals.
John's telling me to tell you that the IT department at the RCMP is like super qualified, which I can believe.
Well, I'm saying the computers that the average policeman use are not.
Well, the IT
department don't believe otherwise.
The IT department would control those. Like,
The IT people, I have no doubt, are smart as hell. But I bet you if you go to the policemen and you say, use that computer, they're not going to be able to do it very good.
All right, well.
Well, I mean, you don't have proof, so I don't have to have proof either.
That's right. That's
Jesus.
Right.
You and John can suck a fucking...
Dick?
Something or other.
My dick. I'm not involved in the argument, but yeah. You guys can suck my
Luke's dick.
You're right. I don't have any proof, but I'd like to believe they're pretty smart on computers.
Police officers.
I think they would be. I think RCMP would be. Maybe some police officers. Some may not be, but for the most part, I think they could do okay with it.
I really doubt it.
Oh.
But neither of us have proof, so yeah, it'll go right. down in the annals of history as being the worst conversation on earth.
Yeah.
We'll strike this one from the record.
I'm staying out of this one.
Yeah.
For once, I'm just going to watch you two rather
because
than you
it's
watching
fucking
us carry on.
Neither of us have any grounds to say what we're saying. Yeah. So we're just like, I don't know. I think they're stupid. I think they're smart. Okay. We'll wrap things up like a big fucking present.
How do we say that every episode?
Yes.
Every episode we say like we're going to
wrap that up like a fucking
or tie things up like a bow.
Yeah.
Heap.
But before we do that, let's talk about New Year's a bit.
Yes.
What are you up to?
I'm going to a semi-formal affair. I'm going to get all dressed up. I'm going to be suited and booted, get my outfit all picked out. I think I'm going to look a bit like Beetlejuice. It's all black and white.
Beetlejuice.
Nice white tie.
Which Beetlejuice?
Not the retarded midget from Howard Stern. No. But no, I got a pretty fresh outfit. I mean, semi-formal events
Where is
are
it?
Hit or miss. I don't even know. I'm just going with my roommate and his girlfriend as the third wheel. So I'm sure I'll get there and then they'll disappear and fuck each other in a closet while I sit on a couch and probably be the only black guy there.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, who invited this nigga? And then I'm just fucking stuck
there. And
then
one white girl will come over and she'll start talking to you and she'll be like, can I get a chocolate popsicle? But,
I was saying to Devin, I'm going to go to it with an open mind.
Yeah,
and
check it out. You know, worst case scenario is you come home and...
Yeah, I was going to say I might hit you guys up later if it's shitty, if you guys are just hanging around or you want to have a drink somewhere or something.
A pretty good chance that I won't be going all the way downtown because it's just too much.
Mm-hmm. Since too much money and too much shit going on.
Yeah. Well, and I'm in the other part of town.
I asked earlier about how many murders will go on. There will be something crazy will happen.
Yeah, New Year's Eve,
usually something happens.
Yep.
Like Tim was saying, Tim, who was on our show there the other week, he was saying how, obviously, he works at like a halfway house.
Yep.
All the crooks, the street toughs will say, since
street
that's
toughs.
His word,
yeah.
that he watches, are on leave.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, what better time for you to fuck your life up when you're just trying to get shit together than on New Year's Eve when everything is just crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I were one of those guys, I would just not go out because I would get drunk.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know?
Or have a very, very low-key New Year's. What about you, Dev?
I'm heading over to my girlfriend's house. Don't know how long I'll be there, so I may actually end up be back here and then we'll just end up here again, like, talking on the lights.
We'll all go back to our own places, talk to each other on MSN, then end up back here and have the same conversation.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
No, it wouldn't be bad at all.
We could do a fucking New Year's
actually if that's what it ends up being.
Yeah.
I'd be cool with that.
I figure they're gonna go to some clubs or something, and I don't really want to do that. So
if they
I don't see myself staying late at this place. The only way I will is if some fly young thing comes over and starts, like you said,
nibbling your cock.
If she's just all on top of it, maybe I'll just drag her along and just make her sit in the corner and shut up.
Bring her back here and we'll fucking discuss her with our conversation.
I'll fuck her in your bathroom and try to sneak a shit.
Yeah. And pee in a corner somewhere.
And then I'll piss in your room at some point.
And as for me, since you guys asked, I'm
just I guess that's the end of the show, so Devin, I'll call you later.
There's two basketball games on. Who is so it? I'm going to start by drinking and watching the basketball games. Then if something more exciting happens, I'll leave my
Who's
house.
Playing?
Spurs and Heat, first game. The second game sucks. It's Sixers and Clippers. So I'll cool. watch the first game, and I'll have a couple drinks, and we'll see what happens. New Year's resolutions. Let's finish it with a little more positive than me being a piece of shit.
Devin.
I tell you, normally I don't make New Year's resolutions, but Lauren and I had a discussion with this just a few days ago because I said I don't really make them, and she's like, "Oh, okay, just too good for them." I'm like, "Fuck."
This is what happens when you have that's what happens when you have a girlfriend now. The rewiring starts very, very slowly.
So like, all right, I'll have to figure something out. So I'm going to have to be more active because after playing hockey that one time and just like dying after the
so
half an
Lauren
hour of
said
playing,
you were fat?
No. Oh, shit. Yeah.
You're like, I'm fucking fat. Yeah.
Devin is about as thick around as my fucking cock, which is, you know.
You looked down and kind of frowned.
It's really fat.
You can't even talk about your dick with a fucking straight posture and a smile. Like, my dick is amazing. You're just like, my dick is, it's there.
Looks like a sad Jewish man.
Anyway.
In a bear costume.
Fit, you're getting better shape, you're saying?
Yeah, I have to. I have to actually start doing something because now I'm just, I die if I play hockey, so.
Just juice your girlfriend a lot.
That's good exercise. And
honestly, when you're fucking all the time, you just get in such good shape. You can That's run true. Better, your skin clears up, your fucking dick shoots white pee. Your dick shoots white pee. Not cum, because something's wrong with you.
No.
You're shooting white pee.
He shoots white pee. Would you play basketball?
Probably not.
Okay.
I would love to see
actually, I
your
say
shot.
That. I might give it a shot.
Because you're like a fucking 8 inches taller than me.
I'm absolutely horrible at it. I can't play basketball worth shit, but I'd give it a shot.
Watch Devin be a beast when he gets on the court. He's like
blocking shots.
Yeah. Don't bring that shit in my house. He puts on his headband and he's like Barnaby Castles. And he gets superpowers. He's rebounding, fucking throwing his elbows. You're just playing like a gentle one-on-one game.
Yeah. Oh,
ow, fuck
I
Devin.
I lost a tooth.
Get out the post, bitch. Yeah. He's fucking.
Are you calling a foul, pussy? Well, what about you, Luke? New Year's resolutions?
Man, I've been saying that I want to make a book for fucking years, and I have so much written material, like all the shit on the Luke James Thinks forums, all like the little funny things that I put in on my Facebook. Just, I want to come up with an idea and just find a way to do an independent book, you know? Just like with the CD that we just did, where we just did it and I sold it hand to hand. I'm not going to like go looking for a big deal or anything. I just want to do it for myself and get some out there. And other than that, I just want to keep pushing forward. Like, I've just, this year, 2009, like, it started up kind of shaky.
Yeah.
But it just fucking, like, I look back, man, and everything is good.
Yeah.
Like, I've come a long way. I've been healthy. I've been eating good. I've been exercising. Got the CD out. We got this podcast going on. So I just want to keep pushing forward, keep creating shit, stay happy, stay healthy, keep positive people around me.
Keep fit and have fun.
Keep fit and have fun. Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod.
Yeah.
And you.
Yes.
Good. I actually wait for you guys to ask me that time.
I saw you looking around.
I'm like, right,
eagerly.
Guys? My turn.
Fucking.
This is going to be a year where I actually do a film thing because I haven't done it in like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, whatever. It takes time and I'm not going to push it. Pressure bursts pipes, as they say.
It's true.
So I've just, I don't know. But other than that, yeah, keep the podcast going. Keep pushing the shit.
Yeah,
but
I really
the
wanna...
film is the main thing. Mm-hmm. I want to get some film shit done.
I really want to take this podcast higher. Now, where, I mean, looking back, we've done good for a couple of months.
Yep.
We've put out a lot. What's this, 14?
14.
Holy
episode 14.
Shit, man. Out of every Red Matter project, this is like the biggest, bestest one.
And the funnest. Yeah.
Funnest.
Yeah. Big things in 2010.
Yep. Okay, so having said that, I guess we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
God,
you fucking asshole.
Okay, give me a couple other things to say then, you fucking complaining.
We're not
going to
wrap it up. We're not going to put a bow on it. We're not going to tie
show.
It up.
That's
we're not going to end
it. We're going to end the show.
No, no. Let's close the trap door like a bionic asshole. Can
all
we
right.
do that?
Like Astro Boy's boots.
So we'll see everybody in the new year.
And take care of yourselves tonight. Drink, but, you know.
Don't get fucking too crazy, man. Yeah. Don't turn into a Nigosaurus Rex or a Crocodactyl.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that shit.
But have fun, because that's, you know, it's a good night to do it.
It is.
Why not?
What better night?
Well,
have a good time.
And coming up next is fucking Valentine's Day, and that's kind of, so, you know.
Yeah.
do big thanks.
Some of us don't have girlfriends. Some of us do, Devin.
Yeah, Dev. Motherfucker, you.
This is like the first time that's happened, so shut up.
I know. I just want to sit back and watch the ride.
Like the last 3 years, it's been you guys, so there we go. It's just okay now.
Yeah, me and Derek were a cute couple.
Exactly.
Well, you're going to be so gay, Luke. So
but gay. I want to mention, too, we should be back to normal next
regular
week, hopefully.
Schedule, yeah.
Thursday nights. Are you? Is your work schedule changing?
Not yet.
Not yet. So we're hoping
and
to
John
be back.
Will be back, of course.
We're hoping to be back to Thursday nights, yep. You know, in the evening time, not too late, probably like 7 or 8-ish Atlantic time.
Yep.
Unless I work till 9, then it'll be after, but usually I don't work Thursday nights.
Okay, we're done.
Yes.
Cool.
Bye. Happy New Year.